OZN. Unsportsmanlike conduct on 1620 The Zone. Husker Athletics, Creighton, and yes, you went home. Don't miss a moment, they'll give you your fix. They're on every day from 2 until 6. Spend your afternoons with John, Josh, and Nick.
Just felt like making a noise.
I love making noise.
I really don't have anything to tease.
Nothing to tease. Jack Mitchell, Mitch Sherman, Dylan Raiola.
On sportsmanlike conduct on 1620 The Zone. Husker Athletics, Creighton, and yes, you went on.
Yeah, I can't wait to break down Dylan Raiola's breakdown of the Journey concert. Well, his recruitment.
That's right.
Well, his recruitment. Be embodied by the song Don't Stop Believin'.
Nice.
Or will they go their separate ways?
Look at these
Amazing.
References. Good job.
Well done, John.
Welcome, everybody, to a new week of the Grum, and maybe, just maybe, here in studio all week.
That maybe? What do you mean, happened. Maybe?
Well, I never like to assume anything, but
because you could get like sick or something.
It feels like we should be here all week.
You're going to be here for a full Friday show for the first. We
first
should
time
look
in
this
over
up.
A month.
When was the last time we had an entire week together?
What was the first? The first trip was to Villanova, so I think it was before the Villanova weekend.
I don't think you have been here for a Friday show.
It'll be
since
more than a month.
The Super Bowl.
Oh no!
So look, that was March the or February the 10th. You were gone the last two. Yeah.
That sounds about right.
February the 10th was the last time that you've been here.
Really?
Because I chose Kingpin. I have it in my calendar to remind myself to choose Kingpin. We did that the next week. You were not here. Robbie hated that movie. You were gone the next Friday. Wow. Then you were gone another Friday. Then it was conference tournament season. Then it was the first round. Then it was the second round. And now finally you'll be here.
Huh.
So it's been almost 2 months.
Wow.
Yeah. So the last time you were on a Friday, we were looking ahead to a weekend where a game would end in controversial fashion because of a call by a referee. Mm-hmm. John's favorite
one of those people
in the whole wide world.
Here's all I'm going to say about it, and then we can be done with it.
Oh.
Because, you know, I've complained enough over the years, probably gotten a lot of it out of my system. Yeah. Though it is still the only public profession that's never accountable in the public. The fact that they don't have to answer to their questions.
Oh, but the pool reporter.
What is this, like meeting the Pope or something?
Oh, one person gets to see it. Don't make eye contact, kiss the ring, move on.
That's beside the point.
You're not supposed to make eye contact.
I look at it like this. You know, and I've seen copious amounts of replays. And I mean, of course, was it a foul? Yeah, by the rule book, it was a foul. But I kind of look at it this way. If you're a cop, and
you
you're running a speed trap.
Sure.
In a 55. And the first car goes by 70. 69.
Nice.
72. 65. 66. Another 70. Another 70. 69 again.
Nice.
And then at the end of your shift, 62, and you pull that guy over? That's basically what happened yesterday. That's basically what happened. And when you do that, you're either bad at your job or you're an a-hole. Or maybe both.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my problem with it. Because that game was physical. We knew it would be. I mean, that's San Diego State. That's how they play. And it's physical. That's my problem. In a way, it's reverse
situational
basketball.
Yeah.
Where and this same official... Leak. And did we ever hear a pronunciation, by the way? Is it Castle or Cassell? It's C-A-S-S-E-L-L. Whatever.
My guess is that we'll
call him Foo. He's a Foo. Anyway. he was involved in a similar situation earlier in the season in the ACC where someone did get fouled and he didn't call it late in the game. Mm. So someone theorized, well, maybe he's like compensating for not making the call the last time. Whatever the case may be. It's been said often. We say it a lot, especially about umpires and strike zones, right? Hey, as long as they're calling it both ways, if he's giving the pitcher 2 inches on the outside, as long as it's happening to both teams and it's consistent, it's all we ask for. Same thing here. As long as it's consistent, they were letting a lot of physicality go. So why didn't this go as well? And that was the problem that I had for a game that was that physical. So either you're bad at your job or you're just an a-hole.
Brian says, John's a-hole reference literally made me chuckle out loud in my car. So there you go. You got that going for you.
I didn't want to
chuckle out loud.
I didn't want Nick to. I don't want to burn a drop button on.
It takes a second to build
world.
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd just rather say a-hole.
Mm.
So it is what it is.
Yeah, like you said, it was a foul. The weird part is that in the course of the game, that didn't get called at all.
Sure.
You know, it was a very physical game. And, you know, I think that showed when, you know, I remember in the first half I'm watching and suddenly I look at the scoreboard and I look down and it's like, wow, Creighton has 3 fouls or whatever in, you know, 15 minutes. The second half they didn't have, what, any fouls in the first 10? Or was it 1 foul in the first 10? Like, it was just, it was nuts how, and look, it's not like San Diego State was at like, you know.
No, it was never yeah. out of balance.
And
it was never out of balance.
And then, things started getting called a little bit more later. You know, I remember there were a few possessions in a row where it was like, foul, foul, foul. But to play the game one way. And look, that's what I always want. If you're going to allow for the game to be played this way in the first 5 minutes of the game, be the same way.
In the next five,
it's like
the next
you said,
five, and the next
it's
five.
It's less about five. Situational officiating, and it's more just kind of fitting in with the game.
Yeah,
flow.
Just being consistent.
Yeah, overall.
Just being consistent. That's really all you can ask for, because it is. It is a tough job. It really is. It's a tough, it's a difficult job.
Well, yeah,
job.
And he was behind him.
Well, yeah, that's the other thing, out of position to make the
call. Oh, and I was even just talking about the player. Nemhard was behind him, and,
yeah.
In that moment, and we talk about it sometimes where you'll an official will call a foul or whatever, almost expecting it to be a foul or a penalty in football, whatever it is, because of where the position of the player is. And like, yeah, he did touch him, and he did grab at his jersey. It just, for all the physical contact throughout the majority of the game.
Yeah, I mean, when guys are getting punked around and beat up on the glass and things like that. But again, and we can always go, well, you don't put yourself in that situation to let a ref make a call. Sure. And that's true. But you expect better, and you should ask for better, and you should demand better, to be honest. Now, that said, San Diego State earned it. They earned it. They absolutely did.
Well, yeah.
They played great in the second half defensively.
Yeah, Creighton didn't make a three-pointer.
They frustrated Creighton a lot. I think the final – I'd like to go back and measure up those 8 possessions where they had a field goal, because I bet only half of them came within the actual scope of the offense. You had one possession where Arthur Kaluma saved a turnover
and
drove to the basket and got a. I mean, that wasn't within the flow of the offense.
No,
obviously the failed inbound pass that turned into a bucket to tie the game late by Baylor Shireman, that wasn't in the scope of the offense. And I'm guessing there was at least a couple others where it was like, well, someone just had to do something.
Yep.
Versus the first half, where I thought, for most of the first half, Creighton was getting a lot of. I mean, they were getting pick and rolls, alley-oops. They were getting good shots.
Yeah, I didn't say anything on Twitter, again, because I don't like talking about...
He doesn't tweet about basketball.
No, I don't tweet about basketball. But the thing that I was thinking as the first half is unfolding is, man, Creighton is probably going to be kicking themselves that this lead is not going to be as big as it is.
Right.
And like you and Nick talked about that at the very end, where the 2-for-1 opportunity, and if you get a stop, suddenly what was it, a 4 or 5-point game? I mean, that game could turn into close to a 10-point game if Creighton was able to take advantage. And they just... It felt like not wasted chances, but just opportunities left on the floor for them where they had open looks. And look, San Diego State played some really good defense, and a lot of the times they were challenged. But there were also some 3-pointers where you're like, oh, man. And Happer said it multiple times on today's show. 1 or 2 of those threes go in, and given the small margin of victory for San Diego State, I don't want to say like 1-3 they win the game. But, man, you give Creighton 2 of those threes, yeah, they're going to win the game.
Crazy thing is, though, SDSU now has in the tournament – it's like 15% That's the opponent's three-point shooting percentage for the four games so far. It's 15%.
They're consistent. That's who they've been in the tournament.
Which is, I mean, they were already top two or three in the country in three-point defense, but they're basically playing at an elite level in defending threes and making it difficult to make threes. And it's not like, you know, they're pressing out on shooters necessarily, but as Max said yesterday, you know, they're a team that can make it look like they're playing off of you or playing on you just enough where you don't think you have an open look. Mm-hmm. And it gets in people's heads and they don't make their shots.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
It's an enviable defense.
Mm-hmm.
402-951-1620. If you want to get in touch with us today, you can also hit us up in the Equitable Bank inbox, John at 1620 The Zone or Josh at 1620thezone.com. You know what happened? This is why Creighton didn't win, because I did not see old man Doug.
Oh, no, he didn't take a weird picture of you?
I don't think so.
Oh, bummer.
He didn't post it.
This guy kept tagging me in, and I just never responded. The guy asked you for the Wi-Fi, and you didn't give him the Wi-Fi? Did you see this? Did you hear about this? This guy kept because he sent a picture of you, the back of your head. Here it is, Kobe. Kobe. John wouldn't give me the Wi-Fi password, and there you are.
Now what the hell, John?
Give him the Wi-Fi password.
Give him the Wi-Fi.
I don't know if you know this, but when I'm probably not looking at my Twitter during a broadcast.
No, I think he probably yelled at you. Give me the Wi-Fi.
Like, hey, John.
I have my headphones on. The only thing I can hear is what's in the headphones, and that means either Nick or the crowd noise.
Kobe, next time, just go tap him on the shoulder. He'd love to chat.
Or do airplane situation where you do Wi-Fi.
We did have a situation. It was early in the Princeton game, like at the first media timeout, and all of a sudden, this random old guy wearing Princeton garb comes right down, because we're right there on the front row. There's two rows of press seating, right? The front row for TV and radio, and then a lot of the scribes and the other, you know, local TVs sit in the second row. And so you got to come down the steps, get past the security guard, and come down the aisle. All of a sudden, randomly, this guy comes down, and he's standing over my left shoulder, and he's like pointing up the scoreboard, and he looks like he's angry at me for something, and I'm like, I got my headphones on. I can't hear a thing. And then finally he disappears. And I was sitting right next to the CBS crew and their producer or their stats guy who was sitting right next to me. I said, what the hell was that all about? He said he was thinking that you controlled the scoreboard or something, because apparently they had met something wrong on the scoreboard and he was triggered by it. It was like a 2-2 game. I'm like, what are you worried about?
Sometimes,
and how did the security let this idiot down here?
I don't understand people sometimes, where they just come down and they talk to you, and it's like, I have headphones on. Go away. Leave me alone. What a weird guy.
I almost wish I almost wish I
the scoreboard
wouldn't
off.
Have had my headphones on, because then I would have started messing with him. Go, so what are you, it should be what? It should be 6-0 Crate, what? Okay, yeah. And then get on my headphone and pretend like I'm changing the scoreboard, and he'd be getting all.
That would have been fun if you would have done that.
But I had no idea what he was doing. Because I had my headphones on, I couldn't hear.
Because you're broadcasting a basketball game.
And you were too busy not giving people Wi-Fi passwords.
And that,
on 1620 The Zone.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.